Shalom Aleichem, welcome everyone as we prepare for Shabbos Parshas Vayigash. I start with a question that I was just asked moments ago. I mentioned numerous times that the Shoresh Shin Lamed Ches, Shalach, appears sometimes with a Dagesh in the Lamed and sometimes without a Dagesh in the Lamed. And that is an indication of whether it's Binyan Karl or Binyan Kaveh, which has more to do than the Dagesh, but the Dagesh is the easiest recognizable aspect of this change. And the difference is that when there's a Dagesh, it's Binyan Kaveh, it's a one-way trip. Shaleya Tishalach HaSaim, you send away the mother birds, a one-way trip. And when there's no Dagesh, it's Binyan Karl, and it's a trip that you send to someone, he'll come back. Shlach lecha anoshim, beit meraglim. Send and come back. And that's the rule that we had. I mentioned then that just about every parsha has this shayrish in lamed ches, most parshas multiple times, and that the rule works. So a very chash of a young man came over to me right before Mincha, and he said, what about this week's parasha, Perek Mem Hei, Pasuk Chav Dalet, which is after Revi, Vayeshalach Echa Vayelechu. When Yosef sent his brothers to go back to get their father and children, it says Vayeshalach, which is Binyan Kaveh, which has a Dagesh in the Lamed. But it was a two-way trip. He sent them back to Canaan to ultimately come back to Chutzar, to Mitzrayim. Why is there a Dagesh? I told him, the Rashbam is the Kasha. Since the Rashbam addresses this, obviously the rule is the correct rule. Rashbam says, and it's in the Mekoros Ketelos Chumashim, and I guess if you didn't know this rule, you wouldn't know why he's bothered. He said, V'yashalach HaSechav Kolashin Levaya Mishkal Dagesh, Shlichus HaChayzer, Mishkal Rafui. Shlichus HaChayzer, you send someone to come back, Mishkal Rafui, it's without a Dagesh. Shlichus Levaya, when you're Malava, going with somebody, you're Binyan Kaveh. I guess we can try to understand why, when you're Malava, it's Binyan Kaveh. Probably can understand more than one option. But the point again is that we see the truth of the side that the Ad Kedei Kach, that the Rashbam was bothered by it. Well, once we're talking about a Dizuk topic after Revi, there's something else that comes up after Revi, but it's Halacha L'mayis, Negeat Halacha L'mayis. When one benches Gaimel, he says a bracha, you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaGaimel HaChayavim Taiva Shagamani Kol. Well, some Siddurim say kol tov, and some say kol tov. Gamma chadesh gvali kol tov or kol tov, which one is it? So I'd like to share with you the background of tov and tov, and the reason for each of the two minhagim. Here in this week's parasha, we have between Revi and Chamishi two times the word tov in Pasuk Chaf. Ki tov kol eretz Mitzrayim lechem hu. The goodness of eretz Mitzrayim is all for you. And it says tov b'lashin shurik, with a shurik in it, lashin of tov. Now why does it say tov? Why doesn't it say ki tov kol eretz? What's the difference? It says ki tov kol eretz, or it says ki tov kol eretz? What is the explanation in this difference? The other place this appears is the pasuk right before Revi, pasuk Yitzchak, Ve'enu lechem kol tov eretz Mitzrayim. When is it tov and when is it tov? So there is a difference of opinion. The great Baal Dibdik, Reb Zalman Hannah, writes that in Shari Tfilah, which is the Siddur, and in the Kaf HaChaim, in Simin Ratio Tes of Kut and Tezayin, brings this Shita, that it should be Shagvalani called Toiv. Hashem caused me all good. When does it say tov and when does it say tov? He says whenever it's a word by itself, the word is tov, yella tov. And whenever it's a smichus, it's samach to the word next to it, to words that follows it, it's tov. Called tov eretz Mitzrayim. As a smichus, it's connected to the words after it. So then the word is tov. But as an independent word, the word is tov. We say in benching, we did a fourth bracha of benching. V'rachemim v'chayim v'shalim v'chol tov. Umi kol tov loy lamay chesrei. That when it's a smichus, I guess according to the Bimikol Taib, Loi Lamaya Chesreinu, that it would be a Lashon of Taib unless it's a Smichus, and that is the rule according to the first Shita of Rav Zalman Hena Shita, the Kafachayim. The Radak in his Michloel disagrees. He says that the Shemo Etzem, the noun, is Tuv, not Smichus, independent words. Tov is the word. When it's an adjective, it's a chayvum, faker. When it's connected to something, yala taiv, good boy. Yala taiv is taiv. In other words, when it stands by itself, it's tov. When it's descriptive, describing something else, then it's taiv. And he brings a raya. In Devarim, Perek Vav, Pasuk Yud Aleph, it says, ubatim malayim kol tov. Now, when you come to Eretz Yisrael, you get houses full of kol tov. It's not a smichus if it says tov. Shrar on the Mzalm and Henna. And here we seem to see, like the Radak, according to the Radak, a God of Chavim Tashikum Alavim kol tov. His raya seems to be a raya. I would direct you to look at Ibn Ezra and Devarim Vav Yad Aleph and see if you can come up with a tenor. So basically, there are two opinions as to when the word is tov and when the word is tov. And that's what it's totally, as I said, in these two shitas, and that in turn is, and that is dependent how you say Berachas Hagoyim. Obviously, whatever you say is good, hard to be machriya one way or the other. In passing, I'll mention that Hariyah Mekdesh Li B'Tabazu Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael, that's the way I said it. That's the way in the yeshiva world everybody says metazu. There are people who insist that it should be mekudesli betabazoi. Again, needs to get that when is it zu and when is it zoi. Some will say that the word zeh zayin hey is the word for lashon zachar, and zoi or zeis, zoi being an abbreviation for zeis. Zay or Zayis is Lashon the Kevah. To be out of that sleep is Tabaz Zay or Zayis. So yes, Tabakasha. Is that so? So why does it say Ad Yavar Amcha Hashem Ad Yavar Am Zu Kanisa? We see the word Zu exists. According to those who say the word should not be Zu, there's no such word. So they say that the word Zu is B'makim, the word Asher. It doesn't even mean this. It means that. So that, whenever it says Zoi, it means this one. And when it's a smichus, that refers then it's a Zoi. Now, this is not clear at all. The Batara Tamima entices Bracha, and Vayishlach Lamed Beis Tes, and again, Mishalach on the Pasuk disagrees. And he holds Zu is a correct word for Lashon Nekeva. It could mean Asher also, but it's a correct word. And Memelu, we have two minhag. Oh boy, so two digdic topics. What am I going to do? This is not such an attractive shiur for many people. So let me mention to you an inyan of Machshav. We have the city Be'er Sheva in this week's parish. As a matter of fact, a little strange. Yaakov heads down to Mitzrayim. He stops in Be'er Sheva, Davin's there. And there Hashem says, Al Tira, don't be afraid to go down to Mitzrayim. He's already on his way. But it says he stopped in Be'er Sheva. Be'er Sheva is very unique. We find by all three others that they spend time, and it seems that they all Davin in Be'er Sheva. I don't know if we find that about any other place clearly that they all davened there. Obviously, all three were in Hara Maria, but whether it's clear that they all davened there, I'm not sure. But here we find the Pashas Vayera that Avraham Avinu was Vayita Esha Be'er Sheva, that he not only did he daven there, but he had others come there and learn about Hashem. And it told us, Perek Hava, Pasuk Gimel Tzvuchav Hei, Vayera L'Lekim, we find Yitzchak, and now we find Yaakov. What is special about Be'er Sheva? Very hard to know. Yerushalayim we know, Hebron we know. What's special about Be'er Sheva? Well, not certain, but we do find seven places in Nach, the expression, Midon Va'ad Be'er Sheva, that Jews lived in Eretz Yisrael from Don to the north to Be'er Sheva in the south. Now, Be'er Sheva is not the end of the boundary. The Pasuk says clearly the boundary of Eretz Yisrael is Dacha Mitzrayim, it's further south. But much of that land is desert. Midon Va'ad Be'er Sheva. Be'er Sheva is the southernmost city so it was the end of the Yishuv of Klal Yisrael. It was the end of the Yishuv of Klal Yisrael, and that was Be'er Sheva. We find that ends of things have a special chashivas for davening. By Zman, we find that the moment that one year ends and another year begins on Rosh Hashanah, or that Chayil ends and Shabbos begins on Shabbos, or Erev Rosh Chodesh, we call that Yom Kippur Katan. The moment that there's a transition, right before transition, is a very special time in the eyes of Halacha. When so the Shlishis time comes, the end of Shabbos, a very special time. It's a special time when the Zmanim come to an end, when it comes to a change. May well be that the same thing is true about a Mokim, about a place. Eretz Yisrael is Kadesh, and the border of Eretz Yisrael, the boundary of Eretz Yisrael, at least as far as Yishuv is concerned, is Be'er Sheva, and that would give it the special chashivas of a place where a person davens. So that may well explain why the Avis were Dafka by Be'er Sheva. This coming week, of course, we have Asarah B'Tavis. We're going to say Slichas. Have a little kasha. Why in Shulchan Aruch it says by slichas of Yom Neiram, whoever says slichas should get to daven shachas. And here it doesn't say it by these slichas. What's the difference? It may be as follows. According to the Sfardim, the meaning of slichas Yom Neiram has to do with tshuva. They'd say it the entire Elul, the whole time of tshuva. According to Ashkenazim, you know, has to do with the Yom Tainus. We, since Mikra Adin, we should be fasting 10 days from the Keneged Aseres Yemei Tshuva. And because four of the days, Aseres Yemei Tshuva, you're not allowed to fast, so we add 4 days before. Our slichas in Elul is taka identical to the slichas now. The Sfardim, though, it's two different slichas. They say slichas based on Tshuva. And on fast days, it said as part of the tefillah, special tefillah Chazal added in a fast day. That explains, by the way, why Ashkenazim on Erev Rosh Hashanah they pile on slichas. And Erev Yom Kippur is so short. We all wonder. We don't complain, but we wonder if Erev Rosh Hashanah is so long, Erev Yom Kippur should be so long. The answer is no. Ashkenazim hold that Slichas is Keneged HaTainus. Erev Rosh Hashanah is a special day to fast. Even someone who doesn't fast 10 days should fast Erev Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, we say a lot of Slichas in Erev Rosh Hashanah. And of course, Yom Kippur. Erev Yom Kippur is not a fast day, not a lot of fast. So really, there should be no Slichas. We say a little bit of Slichas. Again, according to us, the two Atoli Zebizet, they're both fast day Taneisim, both Aseres Yemei Tshuva and the fasting of Asarah B'Tavis. But according to the Mechaber, two different things. So even though over there you find the Mechaber is that a person should be Maisif to daven for the Yom and other tefillahs here, it doesn't apply to two different topics, two different inyan. And with that, I want to wish everybody an absolutely wonderful, fantastic Shabbos, Chodesh, Pesach, Sayigash, a meaningful Asarah B'Tavis fast. the time of Shi, and the time of Sem Asiri, the time of the fast month of the year, Yia L'Sasa and L'Simcha, will the Karav Mamish be a day of rejoicing. A good Shabbos to one and all.